It is Tuesday morning, and every Tuesday morning we check in with the MCCSC. Keith is on, he's not on vacation. He's working another job somewhere else. Keith is on assignment. He'll be back next week, but that doesn't keep us from rolling on. And this morning we head to the Bloomington Graduation School as we talk to Principal Craig Belt. Craig, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you today?
We're running out of days in May, aren't we?
We sure are. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Hey, it's my pleasure. And the Bloomington Graduation School, for people not familiar with that, Craig, tell us about your mission, where you're located, and what's going on over there here in 2018.
Bloomington Graduation School is an alternative high school within the district. We're located in the Broadview Learning Center, just west of Rogers Street on the south side of the city.
And you, you've been over there now for how long?
I came on board in July.
So you've been just here 1 year. What have you learned in your first year?
Well, I'm not necessarily new to the game. I'm new to alternative school. For the last 15 years or so, I've been in a residential school up in northwest Indiana. So I'm new to the district and new to alternative school and public education. But I'm not necessarily new to the type of students that we work with.
Gotcha. And what was the reason you decided to come and join us here in Bloomington?
Well, my wife and I were looking for an opportunity to move to southern Indiana, and we were blessed with the opportunity to come down to Bloomington this past summer.
Excellent. Well, we wish you would have brought some of that cooler weather with you. We didn't know it was going to be 85 degrees every day here in May. And year one, you've seen almost the full entire calendar school year. What's your impressions on the Bloomington Graduation School, and what effect have you had on it in your first year?
Well, I can tell you that I was blessed to inherit a solid faculty and staff and a great bunch of kids. Everybody's been very welcoming here in the community and in the BGS community itself. Couldn't have asked for a better group of folks.
Now, go ahead, buddy. I'm sorry.
And I was just going to say, as far as what I've learned over the year is that, or what I've accomplished throughout the year, I'd like to think that over the past year or so, the culture has improved greatly. I'm bringing some experience and education and hopefully some longevity to the position.
And when you talk about the culture getting better, how do you as a principal affect that on a daily basis?
My goal is to build as many effective relationships as I can with the students and staff both. And hopefully when the students realize that I'm investing in them, they'll invest in me and in school.
And when those students start figuring out that some folks care about them and some folks are paying attention to them, how does that impact their daily lives? How does that impact their education commitment?
Well, I like to believe that once they realize that somebody cares about them, that they'll care a little bit about themselves as well and truly invest in their education and do what they can to finish things out and graduate.
Craig Belt is our guest this morning. He's the principal of the Bloomington Graduation School, and their graduation is coming up on May 31st. We'll talk about that in a minute, Craig, but who is eligible to join you guys over at the Broadview Learning Center, and tell me about how the process of getting involved with the Bloomington Graduation School happens?
Well, I can tell you that we are an alternative school, and unfortunately, oftentimes what happens is people perceive an alternative school as a school that works with just the juvenile delinquents or those at-risk students. And although we do take some of those students, we strive to serve everybody. As far as the application process, they can call me for more information, or they can go to our website and click on the Students tab and apply online. It takes about 5 minutes. After that happens, then I schedule a meeting with the student and the family, and we go from there.
And when we talk about alternative, you said it has some negative, perhaps, connotations to it. What does alternative mean, then, from your point of view?
Well, we are an alternative option for students and families who don't want to use the comprehensive high schools, either in Bloomington or outside the district. We are a small school community. We offer a maximum teacher-student ratio of 1 to 15. A safe and supportive learning environment, a dedicated and experienced faculty, and offer both traditional and online curriculum. But one of the key things that draws students to BGS is that we can do some modified scheduling. You know, for instance, if we have seniors who just need to finish up a class or two, they only need to be here for an hour or two. They don't need to be here all day long. So if they need to work or have family commitments or something else going on outside of school, we're oftentimes a good fit for them.
So it's alternative in the sense of it's not you show up, it's first period, second period, third period, and maybe some of the other things. It's a little bit more flexible for everyone?
It is a much more flexible schedule for a lot of students.
And that has to be part of it. Now, you said that you draw students from all around the region. Is that how big is the region? Is that counties?
Well, for those that are coming outside of Bloomington, their folks need to bring them to the school. But we've had some students from Eastern Green schools. We've had some students from Ellettsville. So as long as they're willing to get here, we'll consider them.
And fantastic. And now the Bloomington Graduation School is a high school, right? I don't want people to start thinking earlier than that. This is a high school situation.
That is correct. Early in its existence, we served middle school students as well, but we are truly just an alley high school.
And your graduation, well, I saw the pictures online. You had a big prom here just a few weeks ago. How did that go at the Monroe County Courthouse?
We had a real nice prom. It wasn't a really big event as far as numbers, but the courthouse was a great place to host the event. The kids looked great, behaved even better.
And speaking of big events coming up, 1 week from Thursday at Shreve Hall at Ivy Tech will be your graduation ceremony. Tell me all about it, the graduation school graduating.
Yes, we have 25 students on track to graduate, 24 seniors and a junior. Of those students, 5 plan on going straight to the workforce, 3 going into the military, and 17 going on to different secondary schools. So I'm pretty excited about that.
And the big ceremony coming up out there at Ivy Tech, how fun is it to partner with them to put it in the big arena for one night?
I'm looking very forward to it. I think this is our first time partnering with Ivy Tech, and they've been very gracious to us. So hoping things go well and we can continue that relationship in the future.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. I couldn't remember where the graduation school graduated last year, but we know Shreve Hall will be the site of it coming up. Now, the pomp, the circumstance, everything that goes along with that, you guys dress it up and do all that as well?
Oh, yeah, very formal occasion. Might not be as big as North and South, but we're going to do it right.
Well, that's outstanding. So year one in the books here in Bloomington. What are you looking forward to the most about year two? I know we haven't put it all to bed yet, but you've had a chance here now to look at how everything's working. Are you excited for year two?
Very much so. Even though we haven't closed this one out yet, we're already looking at next year, looking at some positive changes, looking at increasing some opportunities for students to receive some additional help in the classroom, looking at increasing some club opportunities, looking at increasing some elective course offerings for students online, and adding a social-emotional learning class as well. So a lot of good stuff coming up next year.
Well, that's exciting. And again, if people would like more information, Craig, what's the easiest or where is the easiest way to find it besides, number one, calling you, and then where else can we look?
They can go to the MCCSC website and click under Bloomington Graduation School under High Schools.
And they'll see all the opportunities made available there. You got big plans for the summertime?
Sleeping in a little bit and getting some rest and just hanging out with my beautiful wife and kids.
Outstanding. And then again, your school year wraps up next Tuesday as well, just like everybody else?
Yes, sir.
So we'll be ready out of school on Tuesday, then across the big stage on Thursday. Has to be an exciting time for you, Craig. We appreciate you taking the time this morning, and great to meet you.
You too, Mike. You have a great day.
All right, we'll talk next year. It sounds weird, but that starts in like a week for you, so that's not too long down the road. Thanks, Craig. We appreciate your time. All right, Craig Belt, he's the principal of the Bloomington Graduation School, wrapping up year number one here in Bloomington, and great to hear that he's got some big views and big visions for things moving forward, and big graduating class as well. We'll walk across the Shreve Hall stage coming up next Thursday at Ivy Tech, so great situation there. You heard those kids are all moving on to something else, and that's the key. So the alternative high school. Good definition there of what makes it a little bit different. Makes it, life is not for all. Life is not a one-size-fits-all. I think if you think that way, you're going to be a little disturbed as you move forward. And it's great that we have these different opportunities. And how about what's happening at the old Broadview Center? We've got the graduate school there. Adult education's over there. We talked to Rob Moore, last week or the week before that? That's a booming place. So great to hear that we're getting folks educated in all walks of life here in Monroe County.